It's time now for today's post-game coaches interview presented by Bearings. And, Coach, this one you had to work as much as you've had for a win. I guess your over observations and just the tenacious style of defense that Fordham brought to this game.
Well, it was a combination defense of three guys face guarding our three scorers, our three shooters, guards, and then the other two guys zoning up in the middle of the court. And it plays a little bit of chaos with your offensive flow, and we never got rhythm or flow. And it's interesting. It's like a fire that is fed by gas. We allowed that gas to be spilled on the fire. I think if we stuck with our principles, which can counter that type of defense, I think if we stuck with our principles, much like what we didn't do against VCU, but a totally different kind of look defensively on Tuesday night, which we again deviated from what we are rehearsed at. But what this tells me is that teams are targeting us clearly as a very good team. They're devising game plans that are totally different from what they normally do to try to disrupt us. And their hope is to disrupt us, and that's what happened today.
And clearly the bigs coming up big in that second half. When you combo Sam, Luke, and Nelson, really the difference there in that second half offensively.
Well, you look at the numbers, and we got very little out of Mike in terms of scoring, a tremendous amount of work from Mike defensively. Lee, a similar problem with scoring, but a great work on the boards. And, you know, their plus-minus is both of them, Lee with a plus-minus of 11 and Mike had a plus-minus of 9. So you could see their value to our team. And Foster under duress the entire game and made every big foul shot at crunch time, every big foul shot. And how about Luka? Luka make those big foul shots at crunch time too.
And you look at Sam overall in this game. I mean, he was obviously a presence in that first half and then continued that throughout the game. And one thing that stood out to me was his cut here in the center of the lane in that second half to get open. He looked like a guard.
Yeah, well, it's that rule of our offense that he really understood it and he did it, and it resulted in for Sam to get 16 shots, that's pretty extraordinary. And it shows you about our offense and how it can work if it's challenged or is stressed by some kind of different kind of defense. Sam winds up getting 5 offensive rebounds. I mean, that's sensational.
And you had a big performance on the other side, a guy by the name of Quisenberry. Had quite a day with 36 points.
Yeah, we let him get going early, and when you let somebody get going early, they feel confident. And he's a fifth-year player, and he's had a lot of success. I think he's scored something like 1,500 points at, I guess it was Youngstown State. And so this guy knows how to score, and he's good. And, that three he made right there at the end, that was uncanny. That was Mike was right there, and that was just a sensational play.
Coach, with this still fresh, obviously, what will be your initial biggest takeaway from this game that you got to take with you and move ahead?
Well, we got to learn lessons, and it seems like every game has given us lessons to learn. And one of the joys of learning lessons in this environment is we're learning with victories, not with losses. And that's what I said in the locker room. And I thanked particularly Luka and Foster and Nelson and Mike for their free throw shooting, because that takes great courage and toughness to make those free throws in crunch situations. And they did. And they made those free throws. And as a result, we came away as winners.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time. It is much better to learn while winning.
Yeah, it certainly is. Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.